You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Welcome to another episode of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for this week. Dear Dr. Burton, I read that the sons of God in Genesis chapter 6 verse 2 were actually fallen angels who took wives from humans descended from Adam and Eve. Is this true or a myth? And who are the Nephilim in Genesis 6 verse 4? Well, it's really a two-part question, but I could see how both parts are related based upon the material that's out there. But let's first of all talk about the sons of God. We know that the term sons of God is used a number of times in Scripture. Sometimes it refers to those people or humans who align themselves with God. For instance, in 1 John chapter 3, John says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God." We also know that the term Son of God is used to describe the divine Son of God, that's Jesus the Christ. And then, of course, we have a reference in Job chapter 1, where it speaks about the sons of God appearing before the heavenly divinity. And with them comes Satan, who in a sense could be seen as a son of God, since he's with other sons of God. Now, of course, what sons of God means in this setting has been a subject of much debate again. Some people, of course, believe they're angels, and others believe that they're designated rulers of the unfallen worlds. But we're talking about Genesis chapter 6, verse 2 today and the reference here. Now, as we look at the context of Genesis chapter 6 and put it in light of what we know about angels from other parts of Scripture, it does not appear that sons of God in this context are angels. The reason why I say this is not likely is because angels and humans are of two completely different orders. In fact, nature has taught us that the ability to procreate is usually limited between species. For instance, cats, they can only procreate with other cats, and you've never seen a cat impregnated in a dog, even with the advances in medical science. Further, when we look at Jesus' statement in Matthew chapter 22, verse 30, when he's addressing the Pharisees who want to know how it's going to be in heaven pertaining to marriage, he lets the Sadducees know that in heaven, all of us are going to be like angels, neither married nor given into marriage. And of course, what's suggested here is that there'll be no sexual intercourse in heaven. And so when we look at the order of angels, angels were created, and I guess in a fixed number, without the ability to procreate. And so the whole idea of sons of God referring to angels coming together with humans and, having offspring together, this does not seem to be supported by the Bible. So you may ask, what is the meaning of sons of God? Well, some scholars believe that the expression refers to the descendants of Adam's son, Seth, and the daughters of men are the descendants of Adam's son, Cain. This seems to be the more likely suggestion for the understanding of sons of God's. But anyway, whatever the case, it is reasonable to assume that they were humans. Now, of course, the second part of the question had to do with the Nephilim. And I understand this because there are many people who believe that the Nephilim are indeed these angelic creatures, angelic human creatures that were the results of the intermingling of angels and humans. But as we look at the term Nephilim in the Hebrew, we see that it's used again in Numbers chapter 13, verse 33, and this is way after the flood. Of course, when the earth was repopulated by Noah and his three sons and their offspring. And so we cannot say that the term Nephilim refers to this specific order of beings that have a mix between humans and divine. And so it does appear that the Nephilim are simply giants. And of course, given the fact that people were living for hundreds of years, there was a strong possibility that many of them were way over 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 feet tall. living back then. So the whole reference to Nephilim is probably to giants. And so again, sons of God are basically those who had descended from Seth and those who were expected to behave in a righteous manner. And the daughters of men appears to have been those who had turned their backs on God. And of course, the lesson that we can learn from this is usually when those who claim to be righteous feel it's okay to compromise with those who have no taste for godly things, then oftentimes the one who should be pulling the other person up is pulled down. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.